This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Ronnie and I did a deal the last time, so that's great. He and I have a good friendship. We've known each other for a long time. He's got a great agent in Kim Miale. Never want to say 100%, but I feel good that we'll have a good, healthy debate, a good process. We're going to meet with Kim in Indy this week, and I'm optimistic that we'll be able to get a deal done.
We are in the legal tampering period, so deals are flying. They don't become official till Wednesday, but money flying around, including offensive linemen, which Ronnie Stanley chose not to take part in as he signed a three-year, $60 million deal with the Ravens, $44 million of that guaranteed. I do wonder when we see the actual terms, Jason, if there's maybe a year or two added on that just to move to cap space reasons, because they like to do that now. But Ronnie Stanley, when Dan Moore gets $50 million guaranteed on the open market, when was it Jalen Moore gets $15 million a year for the Chiefs, and he was, what, Trent Williams' backup? Ronnie Stanley took a bit of a hometown discount to stay here in Baltimore.
Well, look, I don't think it's apples to apples because Ronnie Stanley's injury. Look, when Ronnie Stanley takes the haircut that he took to come back last year, remember, I told you guys at the in real time. He's not doing that in a vacuum, just communicating with one team, right? You don't agree to that until you take the temperature of any team that might be looking for a left tackle, right tackle, whatever, through the course of your interactions at the combine and otherwise. So I'm pretty sure he knew last year that there's a lot of teams who were just red flagging the medical and wouldn't want to do a one-year deal with him last year at $10
million. Yeah.
How much of them 1 year later, knowing that, hey, the year before that, they were rotating tackles. He wasn't even playing regularly as they pushed for a playoff seating. How much would 1 year in his 30s have changed that? Probably not that much, and ultimately not that much. And you're gambling on upside with some of these guys who actually hit the market. With Ronnie Stanley, you're trying to mitigate against disaster, yes, and you're managing downside risk. And so none of that is to in any way minimize what the Ravens accomplished here. You got him basically picking up where the old contract left off.
Sure.
He went from making $20 million a year 6 years ago on a long-term deal to making $22 million for two years.
Yeah.
It's 2 years, $44 million.
Yeah.
So that's a huge win for them. But like, I think it says more about how teams were scared of Ronnie Stanley's extensive injury situation than anything else. And I also think if they like a tackle, even if there's a tackle standing out in the first round, boy, if it's that big of a best player available to them, I still think you got to take it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what this does, is it really opens you up to that possibility of being a true best player available in the first round, where if Ronnie Stanley would have left, you needed a tackle, and you kind of would have been pigeonholed into getting one. But I think it makes sense for both sides. And I think, Jason, probably both things can be true. I'm sure there were several teams that had a ton of red flags on him medically, but I still think he would have got more than he got in Baltimore.
And, Jason, you're probably aware of this, too, talking to someone that had some knowledge of this. New England was willing to give him a massive bag, but my understanding is Ronnie had no interest in. He saw New England as a rebuild, and he doesn't like Vrabel, so that was a non-starter for him.
And that's why when Eric DaCosta made those comments that we came into the segment with, it really told me more that Ronnie, at this point, how many more years does he have left? He's been in Baltimore his entire career. Does he want to go somewhere else and start over? He's still got pretty good money. Let's not downplay that. But I think he wants to be here.
Well, he's comfortable with the coaches. He's comfortable with, like, he doesn't have to worry about, is this coach going to make an example of me on a Wednesday, and when it's Veterans Day off and we didn't play great the week before, all of a sudden I have to play, to your point about Vrabel and the New England way. Where who got coached the hardest in New England?
Tom Brady, yeah.
And it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Who got made an example of the most in New England?
Tom Brady.
So if Ronnie Stanley's the first big free agent signing of Robert Kraft, finally dips back into his wallet, and he wins a bidding war for Ronnie Stanley after Tom Brady left town because they wouldn't buy any players for him, guess who becomes the face of this thing? And they suck.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be good anytime soon. And he's kind of medically on borrowed time.
Well, to your point about medically, he's comfortable here with the coaching staff. Isn't it fair, too, he's comfortable with the trainers and medical staff, too, because we know his history.
I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
It's absolutely what it is. And I've had my issues with DaCosta, but I will say this, and I brought it up last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, when he was speaking at the Combine, like this being a done deal.
Yeah.
He must have shown a deft touch and a bedside manner that, frankly, I think has often been lacking in the Orioles. The human side of this, because it would have been very easy to leave EDC's barbershop, taking a haircut like that, saying, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to play my ass off for $8 million, and I'm going to rub their face in it when I get paid somewhere else. This was the opposite of that. And that's human nature.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll hear that later in the show. And that's not a bad thing, a good thing. That's just life in the deep end of the pool. That's life in the big leagues. Like that's the way that knife cuts. I'm going to do this now, and I'm going to show you. But this is the opposite of that.
Jason, I want to follow up on that for a minute, because we've seen numerous examples of players citing relationships with Eric, which we don't see on the Orioles side. Like, and Mike's only been here a few years, a young team.
He's been here 6 years.
But
they've been GM the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's literally the same timeline.
But Eric has example after example after example of guys that it's fair to say like him and like, and there are guys that probably don't like him too, but there are examples in that locker room of guys that like him and know that it's going to be rough sometimes, but they like dealing with him?
Well, Eric came from Ozzie, who could be tough as nails,
yes,
and who agents hated negotiating with, but that locker, he had relationships in the locker room.
Yes.
The locker room went to war for him. There was a high level of respect. Mike Elias comes from a consulting firm. He comes from a bunch of bean counters who, their legacy is winning a World Series with an asterisk for cheating. Like, that was it. It was cutthroat. It was numbers uber Alice. It was computers over people. That's just, people have written books about it. That's just a fact. That's how they're thought of in the industry. That's part of their complicated legacy. So you tell me.
No, I think you're right.
I mean, so, and
Jeff Lunau has no people skills.
No one's ever accused him of it.
Yeah. He was the GM of the Astros.
And you could take it back to St. Louis before that.
Yes, correct.
So that's where he's been. That's where he learned. That's where he was raised. And we've seen a lot of these chickens come home to roost.
Bone, we have a poll.
We do. Ravens got ahead of the league year open and secured Ronnie Stanley to what amounts to a 2-year, $44 million deal. Can keep Rosengarten at right tackle and keeps Lamar with the only left tackle he's known on a short-term commitment. What do you think of the deal, Ravens flock? Over 200 votes in. Love it. 68.1%. Like it, 23.1%. Hate it, 8.8%.
You know what's interesting? I voted like it, but then after I saw the Dan Moore and Jalen Moore numbers, I love it.
I really love it.
Yeah, I love it now. Because, like, it's a short-term deal. He could go back to the guy he was 2 years ago, but still at this price point, I love it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a gamble, but ultimately it boils down to a 2-year commitment. So if you get the Ronnie Stanley that you got last year in 2025, it's a home run at that point. But there is the possibility of going back to the injury.
Here's how I'm looking at it. Because of in no small regard, how well they handled taking him to the barbershop last year. I'm looking at it as a three-year, $52 million deal for a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle. Because that's what they got through the thing last year to the point where he's willing to do a deal before this crazy market even gets that crazy, in part, in no small part, because of how they handled it last year. So you do the math on that one. Because that's how, if I'm a team, the players always want to sell new, and I get it, the NFLPA, new money average, new this, new that. Well, the team will have paid him $52 million for 3 years, and you already crushed it in the first year. So, I mean, what are we talking about? $17 million a year?
That's nothing. No, you're absolutely
right. For a starting caliber left tackle?
Yeah.
Even if he only plays 14 games next year. Even if they have to manage him more next year than this year, and they do rotate at times. I'll still take that gamble.
Absolutely.
It's also huge to have the continuity after overhauling your offensive line last year, replacing three starters, where you know you have you got one of the better bookend tackles in the NFL with Rosengarten and Ronnie Stanley. If they're both healthy and playing at their level, Rosengarten's an ascending player. We know what Tyler Linderbaum is. Falele, we'll see how he continues to develop, and you figure out left guard.
Jason, before we step out, anything, and money is flying. Again, none of this is official until Wednesday. And by the way, none of it official. Milton Williams, it was reported an hour ago, was going to the Panthers. Now he's going to the Patriots. So things happen
money
fast.
Money talks.
Yes. Sam Darnold to Seattle. Anything. Darius Slay just signed a deal with the Steelers. They like old corners. Anything that stands out to you about what's flying off the shelves?
Well, I think Sam Darnold, I mean, it's a quarterback-driven league. This is a really threadbare quarterback market.
Breaking news, sorry. Justin Fields, 2 years with the Jets.
Yeah. I like Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields has upside. I think in this market, you could do worse than Justin Fields. I'll say this. He will help them win more games than A-Fraud did last year.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a Justin Fields guy, but I'm with you on that.
Is it really trending Rodgers going to Pittsburgh at this point?
Who's left? Darnold? By the way,
Mike Tomlin must really be a glutton for punishment. He hasn't had, Pickens wasn't enough.
Yeah.
That's Pickens. I deal with Pickens.
Hey, he survived A.B., Le'Veon, and Ben.
And Pouncey together for years. On the same side of the ball.
Before we step out, can I just say I'd rather have Geno Smith than Sam Darnold? Is that crazy?
Yeah, because I think when these numbers all come out in the wash, I think Geno's going to be making more money and Geno's older.
Yeah, but I'd rather have him as,
with the Raiders? I mean,
I'd rather have him in Seattle than Sam Darnold.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I'd rather have Darnold in the third round pick, because you got to look at it that way. Darnold for less money plus the pick.
See, that's why I come to you.
What would you rather have?
I'd rather have Geno Smith at quarterback, but I hear you.
Yeah.
I'll take the pick. Coming up next... We've got a lot of good news so far. Well, now we get to the Orioles. And what the heck is going on with Grayson Rodriguez? Some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.